Welcome to the BeastNet Podcast, proudly presented by the Beast Obstacle Course Racers and sponsored by GH Under's Performance Base Layers. Here we discuss all things athleticism to obstacle course racing, endurance to nutrition, our team, and more. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Mike, and Adam here. We decided to do a special little kind of year in review episode for Christmas morning. Yeah, so we're just going to kind of roll right into it and go with it. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa.
I'm still working on it.
It covers most of them anyway, so. Yeah, it misses Festivus and a couple others, but it covers most of them.
I started saying Happy Krampus, but I just get weird looks. So maybe I don't do that.
I like Happy Krampus. I think Krampus is a great idea, but
maybe it's not such an American thing.
Yeah, I know, but I've seen all sorts of crazy things for Christmas this year that gave me ideas I wish I would have had when my kids were younger. Have you seen the one where they sit there and say, you know, wrap a bunch of empty boxes, and every time your kid does something bad, throw it in the fireplace?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. I was like, that is so awesome. Oh, I wish I had a fireplace if my kids were younger.
See, we never did anything like that, but, you know, we did grow up with some folks that we know that would occasionally wrap meat from the butcher and would just, like, go throw it under the tree in a present. Kids would get all excited and be like, why is this present doggy? Why does it smell? Be like, oh, no, that's the Legos. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that grew up with, you know, weird family.
That is weird. That is very weird. I was going to say the one thing. The only thing my parents ever did to me was one year they wrapped a bunch of, this will tell you how old I am, by the way, wrapped a bunch of CDs, and I'm opening the CDs like, I don't have a CD player. And then, yeah. Yeah. So they wrapped a bunch of CDs. And then it was like an hour after we were all done wrapping presents, my dad brought out the CD player. So it was like, really? Yeah. It's like, you're going to buy me a bunch of CDs and I don't have a CD player. So, and I can remember what CDs they were. It was Sir Mix-a-Lot and Jesus Jones.
That's awesome.
That's how old I am.
Well, I don't know if that's that old. I mean, I had a Walkman with a, you know, the self-recorded cassette tape.
Oh, yeah.
I feel it. You know, I think the probably coolest, experience as a kid I had is my parents had a scavenger hunt. I wouldn't call it a true kids obstacle course. There were no walls or spears.
Yeah.
But, you know, they basically had us go around the block at the time. It was a couple miles. We had to go find certain things, get different codes, and then we ended up, you know, eventually uncovering a Nintendo 64. Gosh, what was that? 96, 95, something like that.
Wow.
That was a cool Christmas.
That sounds like it would have been. I know my dad did that once for my mom. It was just, he got her really nice, I can't remember, it was something, some kind of jewelry. And had her do a scavenger hunt through the whole house. And it was kind of cool. But they never did stuff like that for us as kids. They used to play jokes. My dad was really good about, like, no matter how you wrapped something, he could tell you what it was before he opened it. I even one year got him a chocolate golf ball, put it in four different boxes. And the final box was like 4 foot by 4 foot. And he told me it was a chocolate golf ball before he started opening it. I'm like, mom's telling him or something. Something's not right here.
I love it.
Yeah. No.
So for today, I think kind of what we're thinking of for our Christmas special is go over kind of some milestone events with the group, with the team.
Yeah.
And kind of put our predictions down for 2018.
All right. Sounds good. So what kind of milestone events have you got? How is your...
If we break it down, we've done as a team... Throughout several different states this year, we've put on 49 free workouts.
Yeah, which is awesome. I mean, you know, for one, just to think of where the team came from and how it started with basically the idea of having workouts and a team together to go run races. And now it's just, we have had 49 this year in multiple states. I don't think anybody, you know, in the original OG Beasts would have thought we were going to be at this place, that we were going to go this far.
Yeah, it's crazy. Man, it's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
I think, only because I have a filing cabinet full of physical waivers and not all of them are here yet. We have over 400, or excuse me, almost 560 now counted waivers for 2017 workouts.
Wow. That's crazy.
That is awesome. We had some that were just massive, you know, some with, you know, four or five people. And I think it is, I think it's harkening back to our roots, right? People yeah. getting together to train and, you know, help each other get to that next level. And I think that's something that's really important moving into 2018 and years beyond is, you know, we don't have to, you know, go and have, you know, 1,000 workouts a year or something. Just
no.
insane. But I think if we, as long as we have these places where people can go and be silly and, you know, go do burpees in a park or, you know, run through the water or, you know, go play plank, duck, duck, goose. I think that's an important thing, is having a safe place where people know that they can maybe take their friends and family that might be a little scared to go work out and go have them try something new with good people that they know they can trust.
Yeah, and I think that is really cool. I mean, it's like, it is. It's a group you can trust. I mean, there's no judgment in the Beast, and that's one thing I've always loved about the Beast. There's no judgment. As long as you're trying to move forward, people will help you. Yeah, you just have to have a positive attitude and keep moving forward.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. So I can't make any promises for 2018, but, you know, like there's some OGs Beasts and some other, you know, newer Beasts that are kind of coming into the fold, and they want to help expand the programs as far as, you know, existing workouts. They want to come and help out. And we've got a few Beasts that have offered some other services. I definitely think we're going to see a few more in 2018. Nice. But I think overall we're going to see a better program as far as resources, gear, and education as well for folks that are not just participating, but those that are helping run the workouts. So I can't wait to see what this conversation looks like next year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I mean, there's a lot of growth coming this year. Like, you know, I saw that, you know, Janelle's going to be taking the class to be able to learn how to, you know, tape people correctly, which she's in class. She's going to school to become physical therapist, correct?
Yeah, she's working on her doctorate of physical therapy now.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a huge thing to have people in the group with those kind of that kind of knowledge. You know, we have people, you know, like I said, Janelle, who's, you know, got that kind of background. We have other people in the group I know that have other types of medical background. Multiple people I know that can teach first aid, CPR in the group. So, I mean, there's multiple things we can offer and that are going to, I think are going to come to fruition next year and make the group even better.
I totally agree. You know, what if we get to that point where, you know, we've got our own branded rock tape and, you know, you can reserve a spot, you know, for 10 minutes or whatever before a race or in a certain time period with, you know, one of our Beast Aid team members that, you know, can help get you taped up appropriately. I think that would be a really, really cool benefit that would really help people feel equipped, especially knowing that, you know, with kinesthesiology taping, that's one of those things where a lot of people do it. A lot of people don't know how to do it properly. They're taping muscles and not movement. And that's something that, you know, if done incorrectly, could actually be detrimental. So I think, you know, having people that really know their stuff and then being available to our team members, I think that's really important.
I agree. It is. It's one thing that I've had. I mean, you know me, I've gone through some multiple injuries, and KT tape and stuff like that's really helped me. So having someone that knows how to do, you know, that kind of tape, the rock tape and all that stuff at the things and do it correctly, I think is going to be awesome. Yeah.
I agree. I totally agree. So yeah, I'm not sure what that's going to look like at the end of next year, but, that's definitely in its infancy stages as far as, you know, getting maybe one person a year done, and, or, you know, more, seeing how that goes and kind of developing the team for at least, you know, our core, you know, big Pacific Northwest races, getting out there, maybe a couple small local ones.
Yeah.
Where we can have kind of that assistance.
Oh yeah. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
So what else? What in your mind is a big milestone that we've hit this year?
I think it's just the growth, you know, for the group as a whole. I mean, it's just, you know, everything we've done, we've had for what, the third year in a row, I think. Well, actually, they're still voting on it, but, you know, the biggest team in the Northwest. Yeah, I mean, it's just the growth. I mean, how quickly we've grown, how much the team's become more than what it originally was, to a point that it's a huge support group for so many people. You know, biggest team at, you know, multiple races, and yeah, just a huge place of support for everybody.
I think that directly aligns to our vision and mission statement, right? Is providing multiple channels of positive and engaged personal and athletic growth, as well as our vision is supporting and assisting transformation people to the next best version of themselves, right? And I think that is probably the most critical piece is being a group that, you know, and let's be real, like obstacle course racing for some people, it's extremely seasonal, and or some it might be seasonal in their life. You know, they might do it for a couple of years to drop out and come back a couple of years later. You know, some might only have the ability to do 2 or 3 a year, if that, and some, you know, might go do 50.
Yeah.
But I think having, you know, on a core and established group where if they know it's a safe place that, you know, they're going to be looked after and that, you know, they can be vulnerable, I think is extremely important.
Yeah.
And I think as we grow, I think that's going to be the most critical piece of our identity is, you know, I think going from point A to point B is fine and everyone knows the destination they want to get to. I think it's being flexible in their, in our approach and how we get there to keep our culture and our identity. I think that's going to be the thing that, you know, going forward as we get larger, we start getting more members and breach that 2,000 mark. I think that's going to be the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, the thing is with like, that's really cool with being as large a group as we are is, I mean, I travel a little bit with, you know, racing. And last year I went to Vegas and Hawaii and, you know, Montana. And every single race, there was another beast there. I have not made it to a race where there wasn't a beast. And that's what's kind of cool. Sometimes I wouldn't know who they were. I just saw the shirt and said, hey, that's another beast. Other times it was beasts that I knew. I mean, you know, ones I didn't know were going to be there. Just happened to be like, oh, wow. But we've become a big enough group that pretty much no matter where you're going, you can find another beast that's going to, you know. So, and I think that's kind of cool.
I agree. You know, I think one big milestone, and, you know, it's a little fuzzy at first, and I think we're starting to see it really come to fruition the last few months, is, you know, November, December last year, our Beastmaster opened up a new business and had some life stuff going on. And he approached me and said, hey, take these reins. And that was kind of a terrified moment and an exciting one. But, you know, as the team has kind of transitioned and there's been more, I guess, responsibility. And then we've started looking towards our team members who are, you know, I believe in a system of meritocracy and hard work, you know, people that are, you know, participating and they're putting in work to do good things for the team. You know, people like that, that are talented and passionate about making the Beast a great thing, trying to give them places where they can shine and do great things and help build our team. I think we've really kind of flipped around a little bit where, you know, we might not have had as much structure as far as, you know, maybe events or, you know, who's doing what. And I think going into 2018, we're going to see a completely different element as we, you know, have our application 501c3 submitted, as we, you know, build out a couple of new special teams. We've got Brian overseeing our brand new pro team with Ted as its captain and Kim, captain of the ambassador team. So just a few places where we just haven't had dedicated resources before, where they're just starting to get rolling. I think that's been maybe a fuzzy milestone for 2017. Where it's kind of been a general transition. I think we're going to see that go full bore in the next few months, especially. And I, you know, I have no idea what we're going to look like in 2018 at the end.
Which is good. I mean, we're growing, which is amazing. And like you said, I mean, there was a lot of, I think there was a lot of ideas before this year, and this year there's just been a lot more structure. You've made an effort to bring in, because I can remember the first time we talked about me doing anything was in Montana this year, where you asked me, said, hey, you know, is there anything that you want to do? And you asked a bunch of us, you know, hey, you want to come in and do something within the Beasts? And I think that was a huge step, was, you know, really asking the rest of us, hey, what do you want to do to make it go forward? Which was kind of new. I mean, I know, you know, and nothing against, you know, Drew. Drew did an amazing job as a Beastmaster, but it just, since, you know, in this last year, it's just been a different structure. It's really come out as, you know, pretty much everybody working towards something bigger than before. And I think it was really, really awesome of Drew to understand that he was the guy to get the group started, but he wasn't the person to take it to the next level. Not this point in his life. He had too much other stuff going on personally. And to be man enough to say, hey, hand it off to you and say, hey, can you do this? And can you please make this group grow? Yeah.
Well, you know, thank you for the compliment. I got to say, Drew, the Beastmaster, built up our foundations to what we are. And, you know, what the growth we've seen, I think, is only a natural expansion of what was already there in the woodwork, maybe not necessarily carved out. But I think with his guidance and some of the OG Beasts like yourself, I think that's really built out exactly kind of our identity and our foundation. And we would not be who we are really are today without that.
No, I don't think we would be either. I think it's, you know, the original group that started this, the OG Beasts. I mean, I know a lot of times I kind of get thrown into the OG Beasts because I've been around since almost the beginning. But the original group of like, what, the 12 that met in, you know, November of 2014 or December of 2014, you know, they set a foundation that has built an amazing group. You know, and the rest of us are just kind of, we're building on that foundation that they started.
I agree. So. I agree. Also, doesn't that sound like a superhero group, by the way, like the OG 12?
Yeah, the OG 12.
That does, I mean, actually. Yeah, like the Sinister Six out there and the other, you know, the OG 12.
The OG 12. Sounds like something I talk about on the Re-Nerdist podcast.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So what kind of milestones has Adam hit this year? I know we've talked about the group a lot, but what milestones have you hit?
Well, I guess there's kind of three avenues of that. The first one, I'd say, is Beast Endurance. So Beast Endurance has been kind of my, I don't know, my folly or my vice. You know, I love helping make events that are tough, but also ridiculous and fun to get people out of their comfort zones, not just physically, but mentally. You know, at one point we had people dousing an entire hill that was maybe a good, you know, 3/4 miles in total length between the dousing section and everything in water. We've had people do the Macarena in the woods in the middle of the night. We've also had, you know, tough double sandbag carries for, you know, 4 miles, or, you know, sections where we've had long walks, bounded up tons of stairs. So I think, you know, the first part is, you know, Beast Endurance has been something that's kind of been a personal thing for me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of rebranded itself and grown a lot. So we did Beastbreaker 01 November 2016, and that was our first kind of, not like a test event anymore, where we have, you know, said, let's go do something for real. Let's go do it together as like an official event, right?
Yeah.
And we've gone from that where we knew a little bit of what we were doing and our goal. But like I said, we knew where the point B was, but we didn't know exactly how to get there yet. And I think that's made it complete leaps and bounds in the last year. I think the Feral series with the new miniature events, I think, you know, the first one was fun, but I think the third one was the best, and really kind of captured the essence. And, you know, maybe sometimes you just have to do a couple to learn. But Beast Breaker this year was fantastic. And I think leading up to Ghost, it's really built a solid foundation of, you know, what we can do. And I've learned a lot from that. I've learned, you know, how to not just be a better man, but a better listener. And to be comfortable, not necessarily holding the reins, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that's the first of kind of three big ones for
Adam. Did I lose you?
Yep. Oh, nope. Sorry. Coffee.
Okay.
So
you were like mid sentence and then all of a sudden you're gone.
Let's see, 2016. Got my SGX certification. That was exciting. That was tough. Really put a lot of effort, maybe not as soon as I should have into it, but into really learning and growing that knowledge. I thought it was important for me to, you know, just because of, you know, some of the stuff that I've been touching or been involved with or wanted to help see grow, it's important for me to actually have some really specific knowledge from Spartan.
Yeah.
Ended up building out a 12-week plan that has been tested for several months now by, you know, about a dozen and a half beasts. And once we get it finalized and touched up, we're actually going to be giving the entire 12-week program to the team for free.
That's awesome.
No charge, no harm, no foul. If somebody wants something personal, obviously we can work something out. And eventually we'll offer some more stuff. But the idea is, you know, part of that culture of support and, you know, really going out of the way for each other. I think it's important for us to have, you know, a training plan that's tough, but also scalable for anybody of any athleticism level.
Yeah.
But it's going to get anybody, you know, maybe a brand new beast that's never done anything before to go from, you know, a couch to not just doing a race, but crushing it. They say that if you want to go crush something, that you got to train harder than what the event actually is.
Yeah.
So I think that's been a huge pillar of growth for me. It's really, I think, you know, put my money where my mouth is, per se. And it's really enforced some great values, as well as opened my eyes to, you know, some programmatic and metric areas that I had considered before, but not as in-depth.
Yeah.
And I think Spartan did a very good job with their SGX program.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. That's some, yeah. So what do you have going forward looking at 2018?
Like personally or?
Both. I mean, we kind of know some of the stuff we're talking about with the beasts. I mean, we've got ghosts, you know, I've seen the 5K plus that's been, you know, being worked on. The pros, the ambassadors. I mean, we've talked about all that stuff a little bit here in the past and all that, but you know, what has Adam got coming?
That's a great question. I'm going to be, you won't see me participating in as many races this year. I'll be at races physically to support a little bit more. And that's mostly because I'm going to be investing a little bit more of my money on a couple more difficult events that I'm going to do a little bit more endurance, do a few ultras that, you know, that will require some travel. But most of my budget is actually going to be going into education and year-long challenges.
Yeah.
I start my SGX level 2 next month. I'll be doing Spartan X in March/beginning of April. And then a friend of mine and I will be doing a running coach certification class starting in the summer. So really just trying to expand my knowledge as far as what I can offer and what I can help bring to the table. That's important. And that way too, if, you know, as that growth comes in, as well as, you know, growth from professionals already in the field that have great insights that they're starting to bring to the table for us. I'm in new ways. I think that will really not just help me grow personally, but I think that'll just reinforce the strengths in our team.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. I don't have huge plans in 2018 yet. Really, I've just decided that 2018 for me is going to be the year of no excuses. I just feel like the last couple of years, I mean, you know, I know people tell me they're probably pretty good excuses, you know, a shattered foot and all that kind of stuff kind of held me back. But this year is going to be the year of no excuses. I keep looking back at, you know, right now I'm honestly probably about almost the heaviest I've ever been. And part of that is because I let the excuses get the better of me. You know, when I hurt myself in Seattle and did something to my calf, I could have done other things to keep myself going, you know, on the physical side. But instead, I took that as an excuse to pretty much sit on my butt and do nothing. So this year is going to be the year of no excuses. If I get injured, I'll find a way to adapt and modify my workout so that I can continue to move forward rather than to stagnate or go backwards. So that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm hoping for a triple trifecta again this year in Spartan. You know, I've already signed up for a couple other local races, Terrain, Rugged, Warrior, all those. But mainly it's going to be the year of no excuses. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Well, you know, I think that's what we have to do. I mean, you've heard me probably talking a little bit about some of Jocko Willink's books lately and ownership. I think, you know, his mentality on, you know, you can't have excuses, you just have to own it, is extremely beneficial. And I think that'll change the game for a lot of people taking that kind of mentality out. So I'm excited to see where you go.
Yeah, and like I said, it's one of those things that, you know, it's so easy when you have an injury to just be like, well, I'm injured, I'm going to sit on my butt and eat some potato chips. And that's not the correct attitude. What it should be is pretty much, okay, my left leg doesn't work, but my arms work. My upper body works. You know, if one part of you is injured, there's usually another part that you can be working on that can still do cardio, can still build and make yourself move forward. And that was my mistake, is I figured, you know, oh, well, this is hurt, so I'm going to sit on the couch and eat potato chips. And because of that, I gained a bunch of weight. I let my, you know, the fact that I quit smoking, my craving for sugar that came after that kind of didn't help. So it's been a few things, but this next year is going to be the change.
Exactly.
So,
why don't we take a quick break and we'll be right back.
All right.
Grays Harbor Unders makes the performance-based layer clothing you want and need. Whether you work, hunt, hike, fish, run, or ride in the great outdoors, if you work up a sweat, Grays Harbor Unders are for you because their unique dual-layer fabric removes moisture from your body and keeps your skin dry, even when the outer layer is completely wet. It's a base layer like no other. Get you some at ghunders.com. That's ghunders.com for the best performance-based layer you'll ever wear.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing good. It was scary. I got lonely there for a minute.
So we're talking milestones, both personal and team.
Yeah.
I think it's important to mention achievement and those that support us.
Yeah.
We have a couple team members who, you know, I think went above and beyond the extra mile this year as far as supporting us. And so had some custom... So the soft shell jackets that we have now for the team, the really nice OGO Crux ones, or OGO something, I forget it, but they're really nice, they're super professional, and they get this really cool embroidered Beast OCR logo on it. But we had, you know, ponied up some dough and had their name embroidered on it, as well as Partner of the Year 2017, and one of those individuals hasn't received it yet. She'll be getting it here, hopefully, this next week. But, you know, Ben from GH Unders has been a massive advocate for us.
Oh, yeah. Ben's been a massive advocate since the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Before the beginning.
Yeah.
Really supported Drew and some of his ideas, you know, before the team even existed. So I think, you know, that's a good milestone for partner achievement. I think going into 2018, kind of like how we flipped the, you know, Beast Elite on its head into, you know, the pro team and ambassadors, and, you know, it's the beginning of the foundation. So, you know, it might be a little rocky at first, but I think it's going to be incredible, and 2019 is going to rock. But I'd like to see 2018 doing some very formal, you know, partner recognition, as well as some awards for our team members. I think, you know, it'd be great to do not necessarily like a Beast of the Year thing, because I think that can kind of turn into, you know, popularity contest or something.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see, like, you know, Beast Awards, where it's something like Most Improved, Most Inspirational, you know, whatever, right? Where we can celebrate maybe specifics, or like, best PR improvement within a year, something where we can celebrate the hard work that people put in.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'd really like to see that at the end of the year where we can, you know, give maybe not necessarily a jacket, but maybe like a little plaque or a trophy or, you know, a medal or something that our team members can have as from their peers that recognize and vote together in a way where we can say, you know what, hey, you know, we saw you spend 30 hours of extra driving going and supporting, you know, another 30 different or 10 different races where maybe you weren't racing, but you were there supporting people and you helped get this person over the finish line. And they broke down in tears, just so happy that you were there. So, you know, because of that, you know, we just want to, you know, something to really thank our beasts, because we have a lot of active members that sometimes are not racing, but they're going out of their way to be supportive towards each other. So I think, you know, that was kind of a first for us.
Yeah.
And going into 2018, I'd really like to see that the end of next year be even more solid, more repeatable, and a little bit more definitive.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be nice for some of the beasts to start recognizing some of the beasts that do different things. I mean, they're like you said, there are a lot of beasts that just kind of show up to races to support people and do whatever that don't really race. Other ones that, you know, kind of don't worry about their own PRs just so they can help others finish a race.
Or do their first one,
you know, I mean, I've been involved with races just pretty much every year where there's somebody that's like, I don't think I can do this. And there's multiple of us that are like, hey, you come race with me. I'll make sure you do it. You know, and it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling to cross that finish line with somebody who said they couldn't do it and to know that you helped them finish it. And I think, you know, there's quite a few beasts that will do that for another team member and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think that would be cool to recognize some of the people that do that.
You know, it's funny you say that. So my focus this year, too, when I'm racing is, like I said, I'm not going to be doing as many races as I am like there to support or do maybe a couple more endurance races. But I'm pushing to have more races this year where I can run with anybody.
Yeah.
And just be there with them and experience it with them. We have a couple, I want to call them newer beasts, but beasts that haven't done, you know, they've been with us for maybe, you know, a year or so, and they've not actually done a race yet.
Yeah.
And their first one's going to be the Seattle Super. They're, you know, they're excited and nervous, but, you know, I promised I'd run with them, and they're like, oh, you're fast. Well, no, I'm going to be coming off an event. I'm going to be not as fast. So, you know, if you want to walk the whole thing, that's great. I would almost prefer it.
Yeah. Active recovery.
But, you know, in jest, right? But I think that, you know, just being open and saying, you know, whatever speed you want, let's just go do this and experience it together. People need that sometimes. And we have a lot of team members that, gosh, are so selfless.
Yeah, we do. You know, I mean, I really saw it in Montana this year. There was a whole group of us that pretty much rallied around one of the other racers just to make sure, you know, she made it because we knew she was having issues. And I've seen it multiple races and heard about it at multiple races where people were, you know, somebody was having an issue and an entire group of beasts just like basically rallied around them and kept going. So, yeah, it's awesome.
So I guess, Mike, you know, what I'd like to hear from you is, you know, knowing what I know about you and what you've been involved in and some of the crazy cool things that you've done this year, what are some milestones for you that you are shooting for 2018?
I'm getting the stinking trifecta in Hawaii this year. I am doing it.
I love it.
It's been 2 years. Right? What's that?
It's round three?
Yeah, this is round three. And I've gotten one race more every year. The first year I DNF'd the beast, but then I finished the super the next day. This last year I finished the beast and the super. But by the time I finished the super, I don't know if I had the wrong socks or the wrong shoes. My feet were blisters. Like, it wasn't just like blisters everywhere. My feet were just one giant blister, both of them. So I just couldn't keep moving to do the sprint. And this next year, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do all three in a weekend. That's my big push. Other than that, it's just going to be, mainly physically. I want to lose some weight. I want to get back to, you know, I'm not smoking anymore, which I've noticed a huge improvement on my breathing when I run. And I just want to get back to, I want to get back to being physically fit. Like I've said before, a lot of people don't realize this. When I graduated high school at 140 pounds, I was into martial arts. I played tennis. I played racquetball. I was into mountain biking, all of this stuff, baseball. It wasn't until I got older and had knee injuries and stuff like that, that I gained the weight. And it really, it's something that's always really bothered me because I was so used to being that physically fit guy. And I want to get back to that. So that's my big milestone for the year. I want to be under 200 pounds and back to getting physically fit and feeling good again.
Well, I completely support that. I know you can do it. I think you and I are a lot the same. When we both are get a little stubborn on something, we just got to make it happen.
Yeah.
I definitely see that happening, bud. I really see you being able to achieve that.
Yeah,
who knows? Maybe I'll be down in Hawaii with you.
That'd be fun. Because that beast is brutal.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, any other milestones or growth that we'd like to talk about before we say our happy Christmas bit?
Not that I could think of. I mean, we talked about most stuff with the beast. I mean, I think the beast is going to grow bigger and better throughout 2018. And yeah. I mean, I'm hoping to get smaller and better throughout 2018.
I love it.
But yeah.
You've got this, brother.
Oh, yeah. And I know I got a huge team to support me through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, I hope you appreciated the time with us this week on doing a little Christmas special, talking about kind of some milestones for 2018, 2017, and how our team's expanding. I hope you like getting these kind of inside peaks. I think Mike's an amazing guy who does a lot to put this together. Definitely puts up with me more than he should. yeah, happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Krampus. What was the one that you were saying, Mike?
Festivus.
Festivus.
Happy Festivus.
Christmas Kwanzaa.
Yep.
All the other good stuff.
All the other good ones.
Yeah. From Beast to you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast, brought to you by the Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear. Like us? Great. Join us at Facebook or beastocr.com. And thank you.